pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old ass.
You feel nuts with my feet? Gets me all podcast ready. I want to leave that in so bad.
All right, let's leave it. What's up?
Hey.
Now everyone knows you like to play with my nuts off the air.
Well, he didn't say we were going.
Well, we're going.
And here we are.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back,
bitches.
Welcome back. This is Coffee Talk.
This is Coffee Talk
with Smith and Watson.
Smith and Watson here.
How you guys doing?
Hey. How are your feelings?
I gotta tell you, my feelings are a little hurt today.
Your feelings are hurt? Really? Tell me. How did they get hurt?
I just feel as though I'm not respected in my community.
So when did you feel like your dad raped you? Alright, this is Blastcast, episode 3. Bryce and Adrian, back in the Man Cave Studios.
3.0.
That's three of them. That's three, goddammit.
We're trying to do big productions now, so we're going to make lots of sound effects. And we decided to buy some fireworks.
We bought a lot of fireworks. We bought more than we needed, actually.
Consequently, we didn't actually make it back with the fireworks. But
That's just a wasted story and a wasted money also.
Unfortunate event.
Very.
May they rest in peace.
A lot died. Just a lot.
What's up, guys? Blastcast is back.
Back.
We're back. Everyone, we got mass quantities of emails. Where the fuck did Blastcast go? Where the
fuck are you guys, dude? Shit.
Anyways, we're back, man. Blastcast, episode number 3. We've been gone for about a week, I think. So this is our podcast for the third week of March, I guess. Second and a half week, maybe.
Yeah, March 16th, I believe. And you know what happened today?
You got molested.
Yes.
By small children.
Yes.
Small children overpowered you and forced themselves upon you sexually against your will.
First, they overpowered my legs. And then
they just started biting your legs.
And then they took me down.
You were confronted by a small group of children.
Oh, God.
And they proceeded to chase you and bite your legs. Until you were forced down to the ground, at which time they raped you.
Which time they then took over my butthole.
Oh, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
We were talking about Peyton Manning going to the 49ers.
Oh, what happened today?
That actually
did not happen.
No, it's in the books. He's ours. We got Peyton Manning, bitches.
You're lying. You're dreaming, actually. That's what you're actually doing.
I am. But he'll be there. He'll be there.
So that was a big story today, huh? Peyton Manning was rumored to be trying out for the Niners.
Well, not rumored. He went for a physical.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you Peyton Manning?
He went for a physical.
Wait, questions. Are you Peyton Manning?
I have his phone number.
Are you Jim Harbaugh?
Yes.
I don't think so. You got facts on this? Do you have photographs?
I have.
Were you there?
Facts.
Do you call them at home?
It's posted on the 49ers website, bitches. Go check it out. He interviewed with Jim Harbaugh and then went for a physical with the 49ers. But he also had a physical with the Denver Broncos recently. I think today, actually. The Niner physical was like a week ago.
I heard he also had a physical with a cow.
Anyway. But no. If Peyton Manning comes to the Niners, that would be fucking crazy. Because a lot of their defense guys re-signed. And... Yeah. Basically, that's all we were missing was a goddamn quarterback. Think about it.
No.
Alex Smith scored how many points against the last two games we had in the playoffs?
Let me tell you what you were actually missing. Think of how many points
Peyton Manning would have scored. God damn it, son. Rewind the tape.
Dude, you need wide receivers.
We have
your whole
Crabtree.
Hey, listen.
We have Randy Moss.
Your whole fucking playoff season was just passes to your tight end. It was all passes to your tight end.
That's because he was the best fucking receiver.
I'm just saying. He's not a receiver. He's a tight end.
That's what he does.
You need receivers.
He catches and he blocks.
Anyways, yeah. If Manning got on your team, that'd be crazy. And I would cry.
Yeah. You really would because you're in the same division.
Same division. I would just get murdered.
You just at not least twice win a season. Ever. You already got cleaned up this season. Beat you with Alex Smith.
Yeah, that was regrettable.
Yeah, we went and saw one of those games. Remember that?
We did.
Remember that shit?
Yep.
That shit was crazy. Fucking beat the fuck out of you guys. Didn't score, did you?
It was like a dazed and confused.
You didn't score. It was like 32-0.
No, not to zero.
Yeah, it was.
It was a total shutout.
Yeah, it really was.
How do I not remember that?
Because we got so drunk and so fucking faded, and then we took acid. And then we got lost.
And then he took the walk of shame.
And then hookers raped us.
We found drugs.
We took those drugs.
No, we didn't. I tried to get you to take the drugs. We were staying at the hotel in Frisco, and we found these, like, pills.
We
like,
found this
on our patio. Like, someone had who was in the room before us had left them there.
Yeah, we looked them up on Google and saw what they were, and they were some crazy pill that you give people coming off of heroin. So, like, obviously... So
obviously, that sounds like a great drug then, right?
Exactly.
But you said no.
It's got to be Oxycontin. Yeah, but we fucking found it on the ground. I'm sure it would have been cool.
So what did we do?
We
planted it on the sidewalk. And watched overhead and waited to see if someone else would pick it up.
Yeah, we checked it right in the sidewalk and waited for somebody to pick it up and just laugh and point at them after they picked it up.
We were going to heckle them.
It was so funny. We walked away and...
Those ain't your drugs.
Those ain't your goddamn drugs. Get back here.
Yeah, it was funny.
That shit was funny. So, hopefully we get them. But that'd be cool. But I don't know. It's either us or Denver. That's who I think's going to get him. Us or Denver.
Well, hopefully the Niners keep doing well because the Lakers are doing all kinds of crazy shit right now.
Yeah, we got Sessions, lost Fisher.
They're getting rid of all the good people.
Got Jordan Hill, which looks like Sal Masakea. Have you seen that guy?
Yeah.
He looks like Sal Masakea from the X Games.
And Luke Walton, too, is gone.
Yeah, that's what the crowd does.
So now who's the top three right now? Bynum, Kobe, and Barnes?
No, not Barnes. No, fucking Kobe, Gasol, Bynum.
Gasol.
Our test comes through every now and then. Sessions is good, though. Sessions is really good. We freed up some money.
That would suck if your name was Sessions.
All right.
That's like one of those plural words.
Plural words. Fucking hate. You know what's funny? That reminds me of fucking cokes. The fucking words I hate. Like cokes. Saying the word like, you always hear it like in old movies like,
hey, you guys want to grab some cokes?
Like, hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get some cokes. Do you guys want any?
Yeah, coke like, sounds weird, plural.
Who wants some cokes? It's like, it's a different word if you spell it like C-O-A. X, right? Like coax somebody into something. Is that how you spell that?
Yeah, C-O-A-X.
Yeah, like coax somebody into something. Like it's the same word. Watch, coax and coax.
You guys want to get coaxed?
Coax and coax. Like, is that what you say when you want to get a lot of coke? Hey, you guys, who wants to get some coaxed?
Yeah, it sounds annoying.
Get some bags of coaxed.
What other word?
Other words, like, all right. This word, you can say fine without the fucking weird little infliction at the end. So you say ghost, right? Mm-hmm. Ghost.
Yeah.
But if you want to refer to more than one, you have to say ghosts.
Ghost eye.
Ghost eye. Like octopus. Octopi.
You're getting chased by ghost eye.
That's funny. But fucking, like, so that word's annoying.
Like mice or meese?
Meese.
Is it mice or meese?
It's mice.
Oh, there's mice in there.
Oh, no. Look out. Here come mice.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
That doesn't sound... It sounds like weird.
Cut that out. It's fucking funny. So, you know what's funny? I was thinking the other day. about what my mom used to do, like, back when we were little.
Touch you inappropriately?
No, some shit like, she would like, all right, she was...
Fingering you?
Yeah. No, nothing like that. She would, like, she was just kind of cheapish. Like, so, like, we had powdered milk, okay? Powdered milk.
You got your sister's hand-me-downs.
No, but, like, I was thinking about it the other day because I was just thinking about, like, milk or something, and someone was talking about powdered milk for some...
Yeah, milk and powdered.
It was some weird, stupid, weird thing.
In the same sentence at all.
It was stupid. But anyway, we used to get, like, powdered milk from some place or something. She would show up with powdered milk. We had it in the cupboards. Oh, wait, okay.
Some place she would show up with it. Like, where'd you get this powdered milk? Some place.
No, like, it was when I was, like, a little kid, so I can't remember it very well, but,
your
like...
Mom got powdered milk off the black market. I don't know, I found it.
But what I do remember... but what I do remember is, like, she would be, like, kind of cheapish with it. Like, none of us would drink it if she made it. So it would sit in the fridge. And then none of us would drink it. So to make us drink it, she would fucking ruin the other milk, like the good milk. She would pour the powdered sugar or the powdered milk in the good milk. Oh, and then ruin man. All the milk. And it would suck. And then you can't have any milk.
You could tell.
Yeah, you could taste the difference. Powdered milk tastes like water.
I don't really like milk. At all, actually.
I love milk. The best milk is vitamin D milk. That, you know, usually the red cap.
You know, milk comes out of that cow's tit, right?
The whole milk, not vitamin D.
If I just got a pail and pumped a bunch of cow milk in there right out of the udder, would you drink it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's so disgusting.
No, I wouldn't. You have to pasteurize that shit.
I'm going to come in a glass and make you drink it.
I'm kidding.
Oh, gross. Yeah, I don't like milk at all. The only time I'll maybe drink milk is with cereal or if I'm eating, like, chocolate chip cookies. But they have to be, like, warm chocolate chip cookies. That's the only time I'll drink milk. It's really super weird.
I drink milk a lot. I drink it with chocolate milk.
Spaghetti.
Lamb.
Lamb and milk. Dude, sounds disgusting.
Sometimes salmon. Sushi.
Yeah, my mom never tried to trick us like that. She was cheap, but she was just obvious about it. Like, we just never had food.
Yeah.
At least your mom, like, tried to, like, fake it and mix it in with actual food. We just didn't ever get food.
Shit.
And she's still, like, it's weird. She still lives like that. But, like, she'll come over here and we'll have all this shit, like, all this food in our house. And she just, like, rifles through everything. And then I just get annoyed because I know, like, if I went to her house right now, there'd be fucking nothing there.
You know what used to annoy me? Is, like, I'd go to school and all the kids would bust out their little lunches and they'd have, like, Hostess donuts and, like...
Yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff. Like, fucking big, like, I don't know, like, sometimes, like, fucking... What do they have? Like, I don't know.
And you had
big shit.
You had an Al Bundy Tang sandwich.
In
a thermos of warm milk.
Warm powdered milk. Oh, fuck. No, but, like, I'd have, like, fucking either if it was free lunch or bring home fucking, or bring food from home.
What's free lunch?
Free lunch is, like, where you...
Is the shit that falls at the bottom of the benches after lunch?
That's the shit you find on the ground around the cafeteria as a 9-year-old. Oh, God. No, it's like when your parents don't make enough and you get the free lunch or something.
Ooh, half a ding-dong.
And, like, the school, like, says, like, all right, you don't have to pay $1.25 for this. You can just come in and get this.
So it's just cafeteria lunch.
Yeah, basically.
But that wasn't bad, right? Lots of people got
lots of kids lunch. Had it, yeah. I didn't see too many pay for it, ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really didn't.
I was missing out then.
You should have filed.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I just either didn't eat lunch or like get money from somewhere to buy lunch. Like, I never... Mm. If anyone made me lunch, I would never eat it.
Oh, dude. Like, my mom would, like, make me fucking, like, peanut butter and jelly. And then, like, she'd throw in, like, maybe, like, one of those random juice... Like, juice plastic things. Like, not a box, but, like, a plastic jug. Like, usually in, like, the shape of, like, a little wooden barrel, but it's plastic and see-through. It's like red.
Some Tupperware full of Kool-Aid.
Tupperware.
With some saran wrap over it.
And a straw to stab through the top. Here's your homemade Capri Sun, baby. Have fun.
And it's your reusable straw. Oh, man.
And then, like, but when you get to school, that fucking peanut butter and jelly would totally be ruined because it would sop, the jelly would fuck up the bread.
Yeah, and just get super soggy.
And then it doesn't taste right, but, like, some fat kid next to you would be like, hey, you gonna eat that?
You gonna eat that soaked
PB&J? You gonna eat that soaked PB&J? Like, no, Mike, here you go.
I love soggy jelly bread.
I love soggy jelly bread.
Oh, man.
That's funny. Or, like, fucking steak juice bread. Remember that shit? We were at one of our friend's house. And, like...
And his chick.
And his chick fucking, like...
Was eating a steak.
We were eating steak, and we had some fancy, you know, nice bread. Good bread, too. Horrible bread to ruin. But, like, we had bread, and, like, the steak wasn't even that good. So, like, and they fried it on the pan, so it was, like, whatever. But, you know, we didn't make it. They did. So, you know. Anyway. And so, like, after we were done eating, or no, while we were eating, actually, the chick took her bread and soaked up some of the steak juice, like some of the blood and the fat and the oil that come, the grease that comes out of the steak, like at the bottom of your plate. And, like, I think she even took a spoonful of it out of the fucking pan and poured it in her fucking steak or on her bread.
Drizzled it all over her cleavage and started licking herself.
Fuck yeah, she was just pouring it in her vagina and Sean was going at it.
She was enjoying that. And then she said what? She's like, oh, I love the steak juice. That's the best part or something.
I know, the steak juice bread. She stomped it up
with her bread.
I was like, oh, no, it's nasty. Oh, that's dirty.
I almost threw up right on top of you.
Steaky juice bread. Bread soaked in steak juice, fat, blood. Oh, gross. Oh, that was gross. It was just annoying.
Where was that going?
Fuck, I don't know. It was just kind of... out of nowhere.
So, you got a new car this week.
Yep. I acquired another car. Now I have three.
A little rice rocket. So wait, what did you call it?
I called it a Bryce rocket. Oh, it's funny. Oh, by the way, Bryce, you know what's funny? I looked up my name on Google, like the history of my name, or like the way, like the origin of my name.
Mm-hmm.
It's Scottish. Bryce. It comes from Scottish.
Pertaining to less than less than intelligent people.
Nice. No. Wait, where's that drop? We gotta get drops. We gotta get some drops so I can press a little drop right now. That would go like
That's coming.
We're getting drops. Don't you wait. Don't you goddamn wait.
Yeah, buzz yourself right now.
It's going to be fucking funny. Anyway. So, yeah. My name, it's Scottish, and it means son of rice.
Son of rice.
Yeah, in Scottish or something, my name means son of rice.
That would sound to me like you're an Asian. Son of rice. That's
son of rice.
Yeah.
Hey.
Asians have small penises, so it's probably saying.
That would suck, dude, if your dick was super small.
Oh, right, yeah, that would, you're right.
That would suck.
That would suck. It would.
It wouldn't
if you
suck
had that, but...
It wouldn't, not if you're Asian. It's totally cool if you're Asian. Like, being Asian's nothing, you know. The dick thing, however, blows.
You know what?
Pardon the pun.
You know what's really cool, though? Asian chicks that have huge cans.
Asian chicks with those... Wait, are they natural? I think I've seen a few natural, but they were probably mixed with, like, white... They had, like, a white mom, maybe.
Yeah, natural or not, as long as they don't look bad. But just Asian chicks that have huge boobs. Oh, man, that's a turn-on.
Yeah. Yeah, but do they have straight pubic hair? I wonder that, because their hair on top is, like... thick, perfect, and straight, and it's always, like, bouncy. It smells funny, though. Like, when they sweat on you in basketball, they have a certain scent to them.
They just have their pubes braided because they grow out perfectly straight.
What is that, dude? Like, seriously, when you're playing ball or some kind of ball, with Asian basketball, football, baseball. You know, when you get all up on them on baseball. But like,
whoa.
That's you play your baseball the way you play it. I'll play it the way I play it.
All why right. do you get up all up on Asians when you play baseball?
You want to win the game? I get up on everybody. It doesn't matter if you're Asian. But anyway, like, they have a certain scent to them. Like, they stink when they sweat. Like, they stink extra.
I think it's like the stuff that they eat, right?
Oh, it's probably seeping through their pores.
Oh, this all is the first you've thought of this idea?
Yeah, well, no. But, anyway.
So, yeah, anyways, back to your car. What kind of car did you get?
I got a Lamborghini.
No, you didn't.
I got a Chevy Corvette.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I slammed it into a truck. So, I got rid of that, and now I have a Civic Si, a little four-door Civic Si.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like a little go-kart.
A little inline four.
It's quick.
It's 2010, so it's not bad.
Yeah, it looks nice. It's like all blacked out.
It's pretty fun, dude. It's pretty goddamn fun.
I didn't think I would like it as much as I did, but I like it. It's fun to drive.
Yeah, until we were on the freeway doing 125 and plus.
Shit started blowing off of the car.
Shit started blowing off on the car. Now we get up.
He just brought the car to come show it to me, and then he's like, "Here, you want to try it?" So we get on the freeway, and I'm going like 120 plus.
Yeah.
And then shit's like blowing off of the car.
Shit, like we get off the freeway. And, like, we're, like, we hear this little noise, and we're, like, what the fuck? We just got this, or I just got this, and then, like, we go and check it out, and this little plastic piece from underneath was already broken off, and it just had come loose or something. It was just dragging on the floor. It was nothing.
I was, like, oh, fuck, he just got this car, and I just fucking broke something on it.
Yeah, I was, like, all right, man, motherfucker, you take this, and you fix it. Meantime, I get your truck. It's only fair.
Yeah, after driving that, I want a little car now.
I'm telling you, that shit's fun. Like, the front wheel drive's cool. It's a little inline four VTEC 2.0, which I'm pissed about because the new ones are 2.4 or 2.2. Either way, they're higher. It's one of those.
Yeah, I saw the new ones have, like, 200 horsepower.
Shit. Well, mine's probably got, like, what, 180, 190? Yeah, it can't be too far off of
it's
that.
It's, like, 192 or something.
Yeah. Should I put a cold air intake on it? I got it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you gotta put some, like, you gotta put a little Pikachu hanging off the back of it.
I was thinking of dragging Mario. I like Mario. A Mario on the end of a little red SI, or a little black SI with red accents.
Did you really consider that?
No.
You fucking liar.
I'm freestyling, I swear.
That'd be funny if you did. Yeah, it's a cool car, though. That's probably
it's pretty fast. I mean, for what it is, for a little four banger, it's
cool,
light.
Yeah, it's like one of the coolest cars that either of us have ever had.
I know. Remember when I was little, I saw that car. That was like kind of one of the first cars I saw. I saw that RX-7,
like the hatchback, right?
And actually, oddly enough, the Eclipse.
When the Civic hatchback was bigger.
Yeah, and remember when like we saw like the Civic Si, the black one with the red bars on top, and like the taillights with the red bars on top and the white on the bottom. And then like they just go rolling down the street. We were like little, so those cars to us were like, hey, check those out. Like that was like right when they were getting hot too, right around like just a little before Fast and the Furious.
Wait, so what year was that?
That was like 94. Wait, 90. Well, we started liking them separately. We didn't know each other at 94, but you know, around then was when we started noticing them, or I started noticing them. I think you have too, right?
Yeah.
But like anyway. So anyway, you should get back to what you should get. You should get the STI. WRX STI.
I should get the STI.
You should get the goddamn STI because the front wheel drive is a little annoying because it carves, like it pulls one way when you step on it, like when you gas it and it does its little thing, when it's in the high RPMs, you can feel it pulling one way, like with the slightest little bend of your wrist or whatever, of the steering wheel.
Yeah, the
it's front wheel drive.
Subaru is all wheel drive.
Yeah, much better handling. You can haul ass more horsepower, turbocharged. Shit. And they look better.
What were our first cars? What was your first car?
My first car was your second car. No.
Was it?
Or your third. Was it your second? It was your second.
That wasn't your first car, was it?
Mm.
So my first car was, I had an Eagle Summit.
Yeah. That thing was like a knockoff of what? A Mitsubishi Eagle? Yeah, that's what it was.
No, it was an Eagle Summit, and then Dodge had one, but I forget what it was called.
Oh, was it that? Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Dodge. Can't remember it.
Anyway, yeah, it looked like a fucking Pinto or something.
Yeah, it was a small little, tiny little two-door hatchback thing.
Yeah. And then, so what happened to that car? So I had that car for a while, but that was like my first car before I knew anything about cars or how to take care of cars. And I'm pretty sure that it just burned oil, and then it just ran out of oil, and the engine just like completely died because it was out of oil. So yeah, that sucks. So I had to get rid of that car, and then I didn't have a car for a while. And then I convinced my mom to buy me a car.
And what'd she get you?
She got me that dark gray, like, 80s. Was it 80s or early 90s? Like, Camaro.
Oh.
It looked like the ones, like, the IROC Zs that were
big. Yeah, that was early 90s, like a 92. It was a 92. It was a 92 Camaro.
It was dark gray.
It was a 92 Camaro, dark gray. That shit was fast. Had a V8.
And I bought it off. I bought it off some Mexican guy.
Yeah.
In like fucking Downey or something. And
that shit was,
it was only like $1,500, and it had like a Virgin Mary like fucking like card in it when we got in there to go check it out. It was like some cholo guy's car. And I was like, I couldn't like, we actually got it, and I couldn't believe my mom actually like let me buy this car.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's crazy. And then I had that car for maybe like 3 months, and then I blew up the engine on that car because I was racing a Porsche.
Yeah, that's right.
I was at a stoplight with a Porsche, and I was like going over this long sweeping turn.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just gonna pull off this line and try and hit that turn first. And then the guy in the Porsche like took off at the same time. So
it
was like,
shit, it's on.
Yeah, it was on, and I was like, all right, here we go. And I was actually like maybe just like a nose length ahead of him, and he was like slowly starting to gain on me. And I had the thing just floored, and then it was revving pretty high, and then it just popped, and it was like,
oh,
ping, 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 ping.
Oh, like the worst noise you want to hear ever on your car. Like,
yeah, something popped, and then it sounded like a dirt bike after that.
In your engine. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it was terrible. I was so bummed about that because I like that car so much.
So did you drive it home after that?
Yeah, I drove it home. Actually, drove it home, and then it sat in the, this was when we were living in a townhome, so we had, you know, outside parking, and I just let it sit there, because we never fixed it. I took it to go, like, ask the guy how much it was kind of cost to fix it, and he said it would be $1,500 just to crack it open.
Oh, god
and
damn.
And that was, like, how much I spent on the car, so I was like, nah, forget
fuck you.
So it just sat in the parking lot at my townhome for, like, 6 months before they finally like towed it away because it had never gotten moved or anything. So that was the last I saw of that car. And then I had my dad bought me this like 74 or 75 like blue Mustang, or it was like a Mustang 2 or something.
Yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about that.
It was like the dark years of the Mustang.
It was like the worst year of the Mustang ever, wasn't it?
That thing literally looked like a Pinto.
It literally looked like a looked like a cool Pinto.
It was a Mustang 2, like it early looked, 70s.
It was an early or like mid 70s.
And that thing was such a piece of junk, the battery died on it. Even like replaced everything, and it was
smelled
still
like
dying.
It smelled like gas and oil and three other different things and possums inside.
It like smoked all the time.
It like, did it, like the blue smoke. That's
I
right.
Got like 6 miles a gallon or something.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
What kind of engine was that? Do you remember?
It was a V6.
Oh, okay. Like just a shoddy ass V6.
Yeah.
What the fuck were they thinking?
I don't know. That car
what the fuck were they thinking that with car that car?
Pretty terrible.
What the fuck did they make that car? Those idiots.
It is bad.
A 5.0 Mustang looks better than that. There's a lot of people that like that. Like, they that, like that car.
That 80s 5.0 Mustang?
Yeah, the 85 or some shit like that. Yeah, like the 80s one with
they
the 5.0.
Yeah, they look funky.
They do. I don't like them. I like the new ones, and I like the old ones. You have an old one, right?
Yeah, I do have an old one. I have a 67 Mustang.
A 67?
And it's, yeah, it's parked.
A 67?
It's parked right next to us.
Yeah, we're kind of looking at it. He parks it here in Man Cave Studios.
I park all my caves in the studio. All my caves. I park all my cars in the cave studio.
I have more than one cave in this studio. There's one over there. There's one over there.
Yeah, so then I got rid of that Mustang too, and then I got a 92 or 93 Ranger from one of my friends, and then I had that for like... two or three years, and then I sold that and got a 05 Ranger, and then I gave that 92 Ranger to Bryce. And then what did you do? And then what did you do with it, Bryce? After I so graciously sold you that car
at a friend price. I know.
And then what did you go and do?
Well, I loved it for about 6 months or five or seven or I don't even know. It was around six or couldn't have been more than a... It wasn't a year, was it?
You loved it madly for a very short time, and then...
Was it a year?
And then...
And then I slammed it into the back of another car.
Oh, shit.
I fucked that shit up. I took out a shitty car, though. I took out, like, a Ford Probe.
It was purposeful.
It was like a Ford Probe.
This car must not live.
This car must not live. Meaning sacrificing my truck, I don't care.
No, not quite that noble. You were intoxicated.
I was drunk as fuck.
Fell asleep on the road.
Oh man, that shit was crazy. And then I was working those crazy hours. I think we talked a little bit about me going to prison. But like, this was partially what led up to that.
Partially responsible for prison.
This is the spark. This is what started it all.
That and that random streak of murders.
I never got caught for that, dick. We're going to edit that out. Anyway, so I was working this crazy job and it was like crazy hours. Like, be there at 6.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
It is. It is. So like...
6, so what, you had to wake up at 5 or something?
Some bullshit like that. But, you know, being young, 21, I got it right when I was 21. That's what the cops said, too. They were like, you got a DUI when you're 21? I was like, yep. They're like, at least you're 21. I was like, yep.
They're like, this is going to be a problem for you.
But like, so well, but still, like, so like, I was... hanging out with a friend, and it was really late, and I had to work the next morning, and it was about 2 a.m., so I had to wake up in, what, 3 hours, and I was driving home on the freeway, and they were doing construction on the 22 freeway, but I was super tired, wasn't even really that drunk, I actually blew whatever the legal limit was, 0.08,
or otherwise known as 2 officers.
Yeah, pretty much. They'll get you for even fucking blowing, you know, for blowing anything they could. They could technically get you for drinking and driving. Driving under the influence. If they want to be, like, hardcore dicks, maybe. I don't know. I've heard stories, man.
You know what's the worst part about that?
Crazy stories.
You blew those cops and they still took you in.
No, I blew the machine.
Oh, I thought you meant you blew the cops.
The machine, man. The machine that the cops had.
Like the cops threatened you, so you had to blow them on the side of the road?
No. That was a different, different story, dude. We'll explain that one later. Stepping on it.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you fell asleep and just rear-ended somebody, huh?
Fuck, dude. So, like... Yeah, pretty much, like, the reason why it happened all, because I was driving home late, fucking late, super tired, falling asleep driving, and then the cars were all stopped up there because of the construction on the 22. They went down to, like, I think 1 or 2 lanes, but me falling asleep, me waking up, all of a sudden, brake lights hardcore because people are bad drivers. And then slam right into the back of another car.
You wake up. Hardcore brake lights, no!
Yeah, exactly. Like, I literally woke, like, I was, like eyes would shut, eyes would open. All right, cool. Eyes would shut, eyes would open. I'd be like, all right, gotta stop that. Eyes would shut. I opened my eyes for, like, the third or fourth time, and I had about 5 seconds to fucking freak out. Pretty much. I opened my eyes and saw nothing but brake lights 100 feet in front of me. Like, 100 feet, man.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe 150? That's pushing it, probably. Yeah, we'll do that.
So you took that perfectly good truck and just destroyed it.
Fucking negligently. God damn it. Stupid young 21 idiot.
So what happened then?
Learn to live. Smarter now. Woo! Got a Civic. It's a Civic. I'm bragging about it. Good gas mileage. That's all I need. Good gas mileage. Got a baby. It's got four doors. Yeah. Chicken.
Yeah, so back to your baby. This just in baby-related news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what happened to you last week? You want to talk about the real reason we're a week late on this podcast?
All right. So... basically, the reason why it took so long is because my baby's mama is now living back with me.
Tricked.
Oh!
Tricked and trapped.
Fuck!
Double tricked and trapped.
Fuck! So anyway.
So if you remember from the last podcast, the baby mama just moved out.
Yes.
But now she moved back in.
But now she's back in, baby. She's back in and with the baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. She's back in with the baby, so, like...
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Baby mama.
And some men.
Tell a friend. Oh, man. So, what's the deal? Why is she back now?
Long story short, I don't want to incriminate anybody.
Incriminate?
Incriminate. Please do. Elaborate. Incriminate. Anyway, exaggerate. Anyway, but, yeah, she's just back. we don't need to go into it.
That's all I have to say on the matter, huh?
If she listens to this, I don't want to deal with it. She's fucking living with me. I don't want to fucking deal with it.
Does she listen seriously to this?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't know about it.
Not yet.
For good reason. Not yet.
Oh, man. Yeah, so... yeah, stay tuned. I'm sure the saga of Bryce and the baby mama will continue.
Yeah, fucking. She's back in. The kid's there. We drop him off at daycare. We go to work. We come home. We take care of the babies. And then I go to sleep. I couldn't rhyme anything with home.
That's what it's all about.
Hey! But, anyway, dude, you know what's been troubling me? I've been thinking about this while I poop. And I think about this while I poop.
The alarming rate of snails.
What? Is this an epidemic I need to worry about?
Snails, they're all over the place.
Yeah, but are they...
Fucking read a book, okay?
Are they taking over? I need to worry about this.
Yeah, if I were you, I would...
Got kids, need to worry about shit like snails.
Exactly.
Fuck.
I would go and be with your loved ones while you still can.
Stock up on salt. Too much beer.
Yeah, anyway, so that car went to fuck, and then what car did you get after that?
So, after that, what did I get? Oh, I had that little shitty Toyota Cressida.
Toyota Cressida?
Cressida, C-R-E-S-S-I-D-A, yeah. Cressida. It's basically a knockoff Camry.
Who tricked you into that purchase?
It was a Camry. Oh, my God. No, actually, who gave me that? I think my dad got that thing for real cheap, and he felt bad for me because of that whole fucking car thing. He was like, here, son, take this car. Me and your mom will just share the other car and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, gee, thanks, Dad. I love you so much.
And then. And then what happened to that car?
Fucking keep in mind, I'm 21. Still fucking stupid. Didn't learn enough yet. So, and then...
So, let's get the timeline straight. I sold you a very nice car for a very good price, and you crashed the shit into something, and then your dad graciously bought you another car, and then and then what happened?
And then my fucking dumb shit ass. I was driving with it on the suspended license because I had the DUI, of course. And what do you know? Like, I'm going to play poker with a friend.
What do you know?
I'm going to play poker with a friend, dude. We turn in. This is like Orange County off the 55 in like Lincoln, dude. Like, nothing crazy, dude. Nothing, no ghetto. Like, not bad neighborhood, not great neighborhood.
Yeah.
Good, decent. So, like, I roll in. I'm coming off of, what is it, Tustin. And then I make a left into the housing track. And this cop, that I didn't know he was behind me, but this cop followed me. And then I think because I had a Cressida, just a ghetto looking white car.
The cop spotted you and said.
It was like an 89 or 92 Cressida. No, it was like a 94, I think, actually.
He's all, a goddamn Cressida. Let's light him up.
Light up that fucking Cressida.
I would immediately light up that car. It looks like a fucking shady ass car.
It looks really ghetto, dude. Like, just fucking. I mean, I really appreciated that my dad and all, but like, fucking stupid me for fucking ruining it and driving it without a license or on a suspended license, on a suspended one. So then that car gets towed and then I left it there that night, and then I think I went there the next day. I think it was some crazy amount, like over $1,000. I think it was either two or close to it. I was like, are you fucking serious? The car's not even worth that much. Like you gotta be out of your mind. And then, like, I stalled on it for a day, and then what happens? The price goes up. So, like, the price just kept going up, and then I just kind of ditched out on that. And then I got a Fiero from another friend.
A what?
Yeah, those aren't that popular. I think they made them for 4 years.
Pontiac?
A Pontiac Fiero, an 86. So it's 2 years.
It's funny how younger Fiero than me. Sounds like it's funny how Fiero sounds like fire, and those cars were notorious for being
for catching on fire.
For catching on fire.
Yeah, they did.
That's funny.
It is. It's like ironic. But like, so I had that, and then that car just kind of fucking took a shit on me, basically. Started falling apart. It was old. And fucking, so got rid of that. And now I got this little Civic Si. It's pretty cool. It's all right. Fits the kid. But.
Fits the kid.
Yeah, fits the boy. Like, what am I going to do about the boy, okay? Because the girl is, like, religious. Like, his mom is religious. So, obviously, she's going to want to, like, baptize him. I was brought up Mormon or some basically Mormon. More man than you, but, like, Mormon. And I got baptized, but, like, I'm atheist now.
Mormons get baptized?
Yeah, dude. They get baptized.
Oh.
I thought we were the only ones that got baptized for a long time.
No, you guys stole that from Catholics.
Wait, what's older?
Catholic. Catholicism.
Oh, fucking, yeah. That was a dumb question. Yeah. That's why there's a Book of Mormon. That's like an off spin of the Bible. It's like
No way, man. This is how it happened.
No, listen, man. Oh, dude, speaking of that, I want to go see that fucking South Park play.
What's up with that religion? Like, they have some kind of, like, weird cult leader, and they all have to wear, like, magic underwear.
No.
I have a Mormon guy at my work, and I asked him about that. I'm like, hey, I heard, like, Mormons have to wear, like, special undergarments. I said undergarments. And he's like, yeah, that's true. That's fucking weird. What's the deal with that? Like, why do they have to wear special undergarments? Like, are they blessed?
We get them for free, basically. Okay? Once you're, like, a member of the church, you can go to this fucking...
Whoa. We get them for free once you're a member of the church? You sound like a fucking cult.
I'm speaking in, like, a sense, like, I'm answering your fucking, shut up. I'm not part of it. I'm an atheist. But anyway, I was brought up Mormon, so, like, that's why I'm speaking like we. But, like, so, like, Mormons, Once you're a Mormon, you get to go get your underwear for free. And
that sounds ridiculous.
I know.
I might become a Mormon just so I could get some fucking free underwear. Alright, this religion is really cool, alright? Once you become a member, you get free underwear.
You get free underwear, man. That's like a thing, dude. Just whenever you want underwear, you go to this place and they give it to you.
Do the girls have to wear special stuff?
It's just like, it looks like wife beaters, but not with like so much of a cleavage, I guess, as a wife beater shows.
Not as much cleavage?
Yeah, it's more like a wife beater and a shirt in one. Like, you know, it has a collar, basically.
For girls?
Not a collar, but it's like a V-neck. Yeah, it's like a V-neck. Yeah.
And what's the point of it?
I don't know. They make you wear it. I never did. My parents never did.
You're not wearing it now.
I am wearing it now, but that's for different reasons. It's comfortable.
It's just comfortable.
It's 100% cotton. It's very...
Pre-shrunk.
Slimming. Pre-shrunk, yeah. Excellent. So, like, anyway, but no, okay, so the boy, back to the boy. So, like, I'm atheist now, so what do? Do I put on, like, a facade to the girl and my parents when they ask me, like, all right, he's 3...
You know what, though?
7. Like, I don't know when the fuck you get baptized.
People get baptized all the time. Like, you can get baptized whenever you want. So, I say if you're atheist, you should just fucking not do anything. Like, he's your kid, so you should raise him in the beliefs that you have. And then, you know, don't, like, thwart him from, like, discovering religion. Like, be open to it if he wants to do that. But
no, dude, religion's for the idiots.
Yeah, but you can't, like...
It keeps the idiots in line.
That's something you'd never be able to agree about if he decided to, like, believe in a religion.
In a nutshell.
Yeah, you can't argue with people about that, really.
I know.
They'll say, like, no.
No,
like,
no, no. There's my facts. Here's my shit. Everyone has their own thing. We won't even go there. Yeah, 100%. Right.
Yeah.
Right. We'll agree to that.
So I say just, like, raise him how you want and don't worry about, like, what other people think. And then if for whatever reason he finds religion, like, you can get baptized whenever you want, so...
I'll slap him upside the head. Like, the fuck's wrong with you? Motherfucker didn't walk on water.
Yeah. Has baby mama, like, brought that up a lot or what? Has that been a point of discussion?
I think she brought it up once. She was like, so, I was raised... Christian or Catholic? I don't even remember which one it is.
Yeah, how's that working out?
One of those.
How's that working out for her, by the way?
There you go. I don't even remember if it was Christian or Catholic. So, like, she was raised one of those, and she was asking about it, and I was like, seriously? I don't know. Like, I kind of shot her just like a fucking, like, I don't know question, or, you know, I don't know response. Like, we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Fucking, we'll handle that when, you know, cross that bridge when we get there, kind of stupid shit. So, like...
Which is now.
Which is coming up soon, I guess. I don't know. Well, what are you going to do?
Well, my oldest daughter, she's going to be 3, and, it hasn't happened yet, so I don't really think it's going to. And no one else has really brought it up. Like, I think my family was, like, raised Christian Catholic, but... I don't really practice religion anymore either, so...
Do you practice masturbation?
No, so I'm like an...
What?
I'm like an
Wait,
atheist.
Time out. Why don't you practice masturbating?
I don't have to practice. I'm an expert. It doesn't require practice. I don't practice masturbating.
Let me see your masturbating belts.
I just masturbate.
Where's your masturbating belts?
What would practice masturbating entail anyways? Do you just kind of like mock? You just kind of like mock the jerk-off motion?
Oh no, dude. You jerk the fuck out of that thing and you make him go...
That's not practice.
Well, basically, I don't know. Try to hold it in as long as you can. I guess that's the rule of thumb.
Yeah, for sure.
So, okay, you're going to baptize him or not? I mean, you're not going to push it, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to...
You're not going to be like,
I'm not gonna force
let's get down to that church, ladies. Yeah, we got to baptize those children.
I'm not going to force the issue in any way. So, I know my mom's brought it up a couple times. I've just kind of been dodging it. I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah. I know. I'm not going to worry about it too much. I mean, being an atheist, even if they do baptize them, it's like, whatever, you're just dumping water on them or putting them in water. So, like, what are they really doing? Nothing. Just don't drop them.
Were you baptized?
Fuck yeah! Woo! Up top! You left me hanging, guys. Motherfucker left me hanging.
Nah, yeah, I was too, but, I mean, look how you turned out, so it doesn't really speak much for baptism, right?
Mormon boy, DUI, reckless, rape charges.
Drug charges.
Money laundering.
Assault with a genitalia.
Assault with a dildo. Let's get it straight.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think he'll be fine. Or maybe he'll be like a fucking crazy kid like I was.
Tell you what, I'm gonna tell that boy. I'm gonna tell that boy everything. Make him listen. He's gonna be good. He's smarter than me. Yeah. You'll see.
You'll be smarter than me.
You'll be smarter than me, boy. Stick with me. Learn what I learned and then put it to your own.
What?
Yeah. Now, you'll see. He'll be all right when he's older. He's not going to get all crazy and chicky like his mom. Like, we have some friends that are like their moms more than their dads. You know, they're more like chicks and they're more like dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, fucking... He's not going to turn out like that. I'm going to make a man out of that boy. He's going to eat his meat, eat his taters. He's going to play his football. But you know what's funny? I wanted him to be a football player until I really started thinking about it. And that's funny because when you have kids, it's like you really start thinking about shit. He's going to have a lot of brain damage if he plays a lot of football, huh? Like, really? He's not going to live very long like they're doing all those tests and studies on shit. On football players, and Terry Bradshaw's probably going to die any day because he got fucked up.
I think that's bullshit. I mean, yeah, like, maybe some of the pros, after they've been playing for, like, years and years and years of just getting hit, they probably have some kind of, like, head trauma, but, I mean, if you're just playing in high school, it's probably fine.
Well, high school, fine. What if he goes to college and plays?
No, he won't.
If he goes to college and plays, then he's going to want to go to the NFL.
What is he going to do? Look at you. You're a twig. He's not going to be a big, bulky dude.
You piece of shit. He's lying, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a very stocky man, weighing 235, 6'4", all-American muscle.
Yeah, right. No, you never know. He could.
I could take out GSP.
Oh, yeah.
All right, no, I can't.
No, you're a UFC fighter, too.
Our ground and pound. My ground and pound's good. No, but, shit. I don't know. I'll make that boy eat. He'll be fat and stocky. I think you can make him fat and stocky, even if you're not. Look at, like, haven't you seen... Who do we know? Do we know anybody that is bigger than their dad?
Nope.
Come on. There's gotta be some... It's gotta be... You know what I mean? If you feed the kid a ton of, like, I don't know, steroid-type... Like food.
Oh, so
laced food. You
now
know
you're going
mean?
To start,
like,
lacing your kids' food with
steroids.
Well, you
steroids. Know, feed a McDonald's. When I'm, come on, they give those cows fucking, like, all kinds of shit. So, like, it goes to the food. It goes in their meat. So just feed the boy McDonald's. He'll be all fat and all thick and all stocky. And I'm pretty tall, so he'll be my height, but thicker than me.
He'll just be fat and that's it.
I'll make him thick and tall. And he'll be a good football player for a while. And then I'll say, all right, don't go into the NFL. Think about the long-term shit. You're going to be retarded when you're fucking 50.
Yeah, in a perfect world, he's going to be a big, stocky football player. But then after high school,
he's
going to
make
pro,
daddy.
Go be the president.
It's going to be, yeah. It's going to make daddy lots of money.
Yeah. Were you a good kid?
I was a fantastic kid. I cleaned my room every goddamn day, made the bed, got up without a problem, went to school, brushed my teeth, combed my hair, washed behind my ears, took a bath, kissed my mom.
Swallowed.
Everything.
Oh,
good student. I was in GATE. Were you in GATE?
You were in GATE?
Suck my dick.
What the fuck happened?
I'm a smart motherfucker deep down.
I think someone diagnosed you incorrectly.
You're retarded.
I was in GATE. Fuck you.
I was in GATE. Suck my dick.
What 2 years. Were you in GATE for?
For 2 years. 3 years. I stopped going, okay?
Finger paints?
GATE bored me, and I stopped going. That's how fucking smart I am.
This is not challenging for me at all.
This bores me. All your geometric system chemistry bullshit. I'm out of here. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Stuff your graphs in your ass.
It bores you when you don't understand what it is.
No, it bores me when I'm fucking more superior than them.
Oh, really?
Oh, by far.
No, I was never in GATE. I was in, they had like advanced reading, I remember. Like in early, like the early grades, like
advanced reading,
third, fourth, and fifth grade.
Never heard of it.
It was like they had like reading programs, so like all the kids that couldn't read had to come before school, and then all like advanced readers were like after school.
What grade was that?
I don't remember. Like I said, it was like 3 through 5, I think.
3 through 5.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I went to GATE and like. Fuck. 3rd through 6th. And then I could have gone in 7th, and I said no.
Huh.
That's pretty much it.
What, like, what do you do in GATE? Like, what was
dude, GATE? It sucked. To be honest, it sucked. It was constant work. You sit there, like, all right, you're in your regular class, and then for, I think, 2 hours out of your regular school day, you go to this other classroom at school on campus, you know, at your elementary school, and it's a different teacher. This one was a bitch, too. She was a fucking bitch. She was terrible.
Your GATE teacher was a bitch?
She looked like a witch. She really looked like a witch. And she looked like a witch, man. She was really mean. She was, like, she looked pissed off and, like, so anyway. Yeah, but it's constant work. It's, like, nonstop work. I was like, all right, like, I can do this, but this is bullshit. Why am I being fucking just forced to do all this work?
You're smart enough to know that you didn't need to do all that work.
Exactly. I was like, all right, motherfuckers, I got this, but seriously, do I need to do this much? Like, it was, like, what you were doing in your regular elementary class, but times fucking 7 or something. Like, you were doing math and graphs and shit. You were doing, like, basically 2 grades up.
Yeah.
I want to say. I don't know. It seemed like a lot at the time. But...
So you dropped out?
I should have kept with it. If I can go back. They gotta invent time machines. Someone's gotta invent a fucking time machine, goddammit. Hey. Have you ever sucked a guy off?
And then wish you had gone back in time and didn't?
And then...
No, that's never happened.
Have you ever made up a lie when you were little? Like, when you were a little kid, like, made up a lie to somebody, and then, like, as the years went on, you kept up with it, and then, like, eventually you can't really remember if it was true or not.
Are you trying to tell me you're a woman?
I'm trying to tell you that I'm a virgin.
Or you're not a virgin?
I'm a virgin, man. I haven't fucked. But no, like, I remember, like, as a little kid, I would, like, make up little stories here and there, and, like, oh, man, like, do you have any? Like, I can't think of any.
No, I kind of have something like that, where
has that ever happened to you?
Like, I have one instance where I remember where I told, like, a pretty big lie.
Yeah?
And it was, like, it was around the same time, like, around third grade or something like that. I remember there was this kid that was, like, just, like, one of those assholes. Like, if you ever went to elementary school and there was just the one kid that was just a dick to everybody.
Yeah.
Because his dad diddled him before school or something like that.
Oh, shit.
And I just really fucking hated this guy. And I don't remember exactly what happened. I think I was just being a little shit or something. And my mom was, like, wondering, like, what my deal was. Like, why I was acting like a little shit. So she was like bitching at me, of course, like, oh, what's going on with you? And it was nothing. Like, I was just being a little asshole or something. But I just told her, like, as a lie to try to get out of it, that this kid that was a dickhead to everybody at school was, like, giving me a hard time.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I, like made up, like, bullshit to get her off my back, you know?
Yeah.
Well, she took it, like, she took it, like, super serious because she went down to the school What? And then, got the principal involved and said, like,
my mom does that too.
this kid's been harassing my son and yada, 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 whatever else. So the principal gets all involved, and then he pulls the other kid out of school one day, and then they have us in the room together. Yeah. And then they're trying to, like, get the story from me on what this kid's been doing, and he's, like, right in front of me. Yeah. And I just make up this, like, bullshit story about him, like, picking on me or something like that. So I'm just bold-faced lying in front of, like, my mom and the principal and this kid's parent. And the kid's sitting the whole time like, no, I didn't do that. No, I didn't do that. And, of course, like, nobody believed him because he was a little shithead kid at school that was, like, always having problems, you know, because he was, like, always messing with people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf or whatever, like, but it's like the reverse. It was crazy. So he ended up getting in trouble for that.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah. And I just completely lied. Just because
that's
like,
fucking cool.
I started a lie and I had to like just carry the lie out, or I would have had to admit that I lied about it. So, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
That's fucking funny. I think of shit. Being a kid's weird, huh? You know what I did one time when I was little? This was like when 64 came out. I think this is right. This is before I knew you. Right before I knew you.
64?
Nintendo 64?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Zelda came out for that shit. And I already had the 64, but the Zelda game came out. And my mom knew that I wanted it. So she bought it. This is around Christmas time. She bought it. And she had it in the trunk of her car. So me, as a little kid, when she went to sleep, me and my brother, well, I went out and got it. But he would watch me play it. So I went out to the trunk, opened up the trunk, got the game, got the magazine. Or it was already wrapped, I think. It was already wrapped. And, like, I went out and got it, brought it in, played it, like, before Christmas. Like, I was playing this shit on, like, the 19th. Like, seriously. And then, like, by the time Christmas came around, I was, like, damn near halfway done with the game because I'd play it when they were sleeping. I would do this, like, every night, night in a row. And
the wrapping paper on the present probably looked all worn out, like, wrinkled and shit.
It was so fucking funny.
So they never found out?
No, to this day, they still don't know.
What about the story you told me about the knife?
Knife.
That you got for Christmas.
Oh, that shit was so funny. So I was like, what, 8 or 9, maybe 10, and we went to the store, or like the Big Five, and this was back in the day when Big Five actually had their fucking knives out, and
then I'm like, out where you could reach them?
Like, out where you can just take them and hold them, and, you know, I think those are like the floor models, I can't remember that vividly, but they were just out, and you can get them, and they were like in like little boxes and shit. So I just took a Swiss Army knife out of the Big Five store, pocketed it, got away with it, went, and, like, this is around Christmas time again, and I wrapped it. I even wrapped it. I put it in my stocking, and on Christmas morning, I, like, opened up that present out of my stocking after my mom and dad, because, like, I remember, like, you know, as a kid, they always pass the stockings out before you open your presents.
Yeah.
That's what we did. That was our ritual. So, like, they passed out the stockings, and before I opened anything, that was the first thing I opened as a little kid. That's the first thing I opened.
Oh, sweet, a knife.
Oh, sweet, a Swiss Army knife.
And, of course, they're, like, super paying attention, because it was the first thing you opened.
Yeah, I know. It was the first fucking thing I opened, and they were, like, I remember looking at them, like, I was looking at the knife, and then I look up at them, and, like, they were looking at each other, and they look at me, and then they look at each other, and they looked at me.
You even wrapped it, too, or no?
Yeah, I even fucking wrapped it.
Oh, my God.
That's how determined I was to get this little knife. I was, like, totally, like,
it
was
badass. You put your own present in there to try to get away with
it. It was even more like a little test at the time. Like, I was like, all right, we'll see if there's a fucking Santa. If they fucking go along with this, they're going to be like, oh, wow, Santa just brought him a knife. Fucking Santa.
Yeah.
Why'd you bring my kid a knife? He always got a knife. Give me the knife. I don't know why Santa brought you into this, probably for another kid.
What actually happened?
So, like, fuck, dude, it sucked. They were like, I was like, yeah, I got a knife. And they were like, so, where'd you get that knife? And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like,
you're a little shit, dude.
Yeah, I know. They're like, They're like, where'd you get that knife? I'm like, Santa brought it. And they're like, no.
No.
They're like, no, Santa didn't bring that. Where did you get that? And I was like, I ended up confessing to it. I don't know how long it took. They probably water tortured me.
Like, where the fuck did this wrapped knife come from?
This fucking knife? Who snuck this in? They must have been tripping.
Who wrapped the knife and gave it to my son?
How crazy is that, huh? Like, think about that. Your son fucking has a knife and it's Christmas morning. He just unwraps it.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
Where's he get that knife from?
So you just ended up confessing to it?
I was like, yeah, I fucking said, like, oh, I stole this at the store. They're like, what store? I was like, Big Five. And they fucking took me back there and made me return it.
They did?
Yeah, those dicks.
Stabbed them first.
Should have ran away like some other kid would. Any other normal kid. Fuck this, I'm out of here.
Oh, that's funny.
It is. So, what's the biggest lie you've ever said to your parents?
To my parents?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I lie to my parents a lot. Or just like avoid telling things that I just don't want them to know, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want your parents to know everything about you.
Is there anything juicy?
Not that I could think of. I mean, I had... When I was 18 or 19, I got my girlfriend pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And so she had to have an abortion.
Oh, yeah.
And that was pretty crazy, only being 18.
That's right.
They never knew anything about that. So that was kind of like one of those times where I just avoided saying something. It's like your kid's 18 and like, what is he doing? Oh, well, he's taking his girlfriend to go get an abortion. Like, that's crazy. Like,
I know, right? He's taking it as he's doing the right thing.
But hey,
doing the right thing. 18.
Yeah, we handled our shit and they never found out about it, so that was good.
Yep.
I can't remember.
That's a good one.
I can remember a pretty big lie we tried to get away with was when our friend Scott's parents were out of town and we had like a huge ass party at
his
house.
Yeah, and his like, parents are goody goods, like hardcore goody goods too.
It was like one of those parties you have like in the movies or something where someone's parents are gone and then fucking everyone for the school ends up there.
Exactly, that was like, exactly like, what it was. There
people
was
like we barely even fucking knew were there.
Exactly.
And, like, people we only like slightly knew from school were there.
There was like 40 to 50 kids in a 3-bedroom house.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts.
There was a lot of fucking, there was sex going on, there was a lot of drinking.
We all got
dude,
super drunk.
Remember what you did when you threw up at that place?
Yeah, like, I got like alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, dude, tell that little story bit. So like we were in Scott's room having a blast
and
blowing
then,
each other and then and then you left. Like I forget, like we went
we
and did something.
Drinking, yeah, we were all like drinking on the bed talking to these chicks and in his parents' room, because like the house was so full, people were just like all over the place, and like everyone got up and left, and I just kept sitting on the bed, and then I eventually like just was laying back because I guess I didn't feel good laying down on the bed, and then I remember popping up and just like projectile vomiting like all over his parents' floor.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
And then I remember I freaked out that I just barfed all over his floor, so I just like went and cleaned myself up, and then just like. Fucking passed out like on the other side of the room. Which was stupid. Like I thought I was hiding or something because I was like behind their bed because I was just so drunk I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, I remember.
But it was like pretty obvious because like the puke was on the floor and I was in the room. But what happened was someone else came in the room and passed out on the bed, and so everybody thought that he had thrown up on the floor.
I know, that's right. And Scott thought that too. So Scott told his parents that. Did we ever tell Scott that it was you?
Yeah, Scott knew. I told Scott.
Oh, okay.
He knew that I did it.
That's pretty funny though.
Yeah, so that was pretty crazy because you know, we had this huge party, so we were trying to keep that a secret and we would have got away with it too. Like we had fucking what do you call those, like, wet vacs or whatever to, like, come in and the shampooers to clean up the floors, and we cleaned up the whole house and everything. And the reason we got busted was because Scott's mom noticed that the bedspread on their bed was was like facing the wrong direction, like it was turned horizontally or something.
Yeah.
And then that they found like towels in the shower.
Oh, in the shower. That was the giveaway. That was what got us busted.
Yeah.
And then like then, all then of our parents
went,
knew.
And then his dad went and found like all the shit in the trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Fucking that was Scott's fault.
And then yeah, they, their parents called all of our parents to tell us that there was a party.
Yep. And then my parents were like, were you drunk last fucking Saturday or some bullshit?
My dad's so fucking awesome, dude. He was like, oh man, I had Scott's mom was call me. And he's like, said you guys had a party or something. He's like, don't, he's all, he said, he just said something like, he didn't even say it was bad. He was just like pissed off that her, their parents were calling him.
Annoying him and pestering him. Like, God damn it, they're fucking kids. Let them do their shit.
He's like, Scott's damn mom was calling me and complaining about you guys having a party. I was just like, yeah. And that was it. He didn't like say or do anything. It was pretty funny.
It was. Well, dude, you know what? I want to go drive that car right now.
Yeah, I want to drive it too.
I want to go drive the car right now. Like, just drive it fast somewhere really fast.
Like me, 120 on the freeway.
Yeah, 125, I believe. All right. I'm like, hey, go easy. It's a family car.
All right, then. Let's go race.
All right, we're going to go race in the Bryce Rocket.
So we'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Now that I got a car, you'll see this shit. We'll see more episodes. Yeah.
Peace.
Peace, bitches.
I got a big weed stash, pocket full of cash. Just seen a big old ass.
That shit was factual.